breath over the fence. The atmosphere around will keep you in suspense. So I rang the doorbell like it ain't no pain, and this gruesome guy came and said,
"Hello, Skorsky. I understand they call you the love bug. What a cute little bug. I'd like to put you between my fingers."
It's the house on the hill. Me off my feet, and all I could hear was this spooky beat. And when it finally put me down, my heart felt like stopping, but it wouldn't stop because the house was rocking. The bass was kicking and the house was loud, and let me tell you, it wasn't your average crowd. They had this guy on the mic, he was dressed in black. He had a messed up face with a hunch on his back. It's the house on the hill. It's called Amityville. The house on the hill. Everybody goes to Amityville.
I am Captain James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise. Scotty beamed us down here by mistake. Spock, you've got to get us out of here. I copied, I'd like to, but we cannot get a fix. Spock, the people here are dressed so strangely. Strange 20th century life form. There's an actual love bug walking around. Spock, analysis please.
Yes, Captain, no bug. 20th century phenomenon.
It's Amityville, y'all. Yeah. You want to go to the house on the hill? Amityville! House on the hill! Crack walked up with no kind of class, drinking something that was bubbling from out of his glass. So I panicked and I hit the deck, cause I swore he was coming straight for my neck. Then he said,
"Yo, Starsky, there's no need to fear. Didn't you read the invite? You're the star of the year. All the monsters came from miles around just to hear you rock, because you got down, down.
You wanna go? Come on. There's enough room, we can all go to. You didn't understand me, I said Amityville. To the house on the hill. It's the house on the hill. You make the left and you make the right, then you go Amityville. Man, I'm serious, we got to, it's the house on the hill.